Another day in, another day out. I'm starting to think we'll never be good enough for these humans. All I want is love and affection. Is it really too much to ask for? How many days have we been in here?
A couple of weeks now? You came in only a few days after me, so I would say it's been 24 days. You should look out in the night sky to read the moon, you know? It can help you keep track of days. How come you were given up, anyway?
Too high energy, apparently. I'm a pup. Of course I'm gonna be an excited bean. I was locked in my room, and I would beg and plead to be let out. But nothing. He would go to work, come home, feed me, and then... that was it, really. I was only allowed to roam around when he was there. Stinky. Meh. Because of him, I thought all humans were bad, but I need to shake that thought out of my mind. What about you? What was your reason again?
Too high maintenance, whatever that's supposed to mean. I'm perfect in every way, and I deserve to be pampered. Can you believe the audacity of these humans sometimes?
That's like me, because I want all the attention.
I hate to break it to you, but we're nothing alike.
Sure we are. We're just two girls that need a master in our lives. At least we get to be in this place, where potential masters can interact with us up close and personal. Then we can really shine. I'm glad we got put in a room together. I was nervous at first. I never really thought I could get along with an echo.
I would say likewise, but you can get on my nerves.
What was that?
Oh, nothing.
Ooh, looks like it's entry time soon. Do you think anyone will come in today? I hope he's tall, dark, and handsome. Isn't that what the humans always ask for? I think in reality, I just want attention and headpats, so I don't really care what they look like.
In here we have a Neko and a dog girl. Neither have official names. They never did provide us with one, so pup and kitty should do just fine if you need their attention. You could potentially name them if they suit your needs and you're able to meet their demands. Girls, on your best behavior, this man can only take one of you home, so play nice, will you?
Hello there. Can I maybe sit with you? I'm kinda really excited you're in here with us and... your smell is really nice and unique. So, I'm not really sure how to do this properly, but can I maybe get head pats off of you?
Whoa!
Your hands are so nice and warm. This feels amazing. Please don't stop. Oh, your nails are going on through my scalp. It's so good. I'm loving this kind of attention.
Were you really gonna leave me sitting watching you? Don't you think it's rude not to invite me over? Thank you. I guess I'll get comfy right here. I didn't give you permission to touch me. I'm not like her. You have to earn my trust. I actually have a few questions for you. Why are you interested in adopting a monster girl? Why didn't you simply sign up when we were first being introduced to your realm? I suppose that's plausible. You also aren't interested in a specific type of girl and are open to different kinds? That's suspicious, is it not? Normally men aren't shy in saying they want a kitsune or a Anubis, or even Slime. But you? You're saying you're fine and just happy to look after someone else? Do you get something weird out of it? I have to make sure you'll look after my friend.
Huh? What do you mean?
He's clearly going to pick you, grinning ear to ear from petting you, little Miss Adorable.
Wait, no, I don't understand. Please stop petting me. I want to go with you. I don't want to leave your side. We've spent too long together now. Hey, sir, can we both come home together? You can adopt both of us, right? It's not like she's incompetent. If anything, really independent, and she'll warm up to you eventually. She thinks she's tough, but really she just has a heart of gold. It's just that she got abandoned by an owner that didn't look after her. You can do it though, right? You said you had room for one monster girl, so what's the issue with another, really? I mean it. I think you could do it. You're well-dressed, you smell nice. You could even get one of those insensitivities from the government for having us. Wait, no, that's not the word. Incentivies? I don't know. But they pay you to have us, so really, you're not losing any money at all. Look, I'll show you a trick. Give me your hand. Now pet her right here. See? I told you. Why don't you keep petting us at the same time, and then we'll tell you all about us.
I am sorry I judged you too quickly. I can be a bit cold and standoffish, but it's to protect myself from disappointment. I mean, can you blame me? I did end up here, after all. Well, are you open to adopting two of us? I don't want to get my hopes up. I've been disappointed before. I've been in here a little longer than she has. Maybe 2 months.
2 months? Wait, that's not right. You told me I only came in a few days after you. Why would you say you were only here for so long?
To not upset you, of course. You are quite sensitive. But it's very cute. You'd make a great pet if I wasn't such a pet myself. As we were saying, though, I can see it in your eyes, mister. You're entertaining the thought of having two of us around. I'm not much extra effort, personally. As for us coming together to adopt, I mean, we can play and pay attention to each other while you're at work. Maybe it would be for the best, really. Puppy dogs like her accidentally misbehave if they don't get enough stimulation. So, really, it would make sense. Means no biting furniture or digging in the trash. You know, the behaviors we want to actively avoid.
See? I told you she's super nice. Look how considerate she is for my needs. I just need food and walkies and head pats. We can even go to the park and chase little bugs around. I've always wanted to do a woodland walk as well. See all the little critters. My last owner said I wouldn't work well with him after a week. I don't know what the problem was, but the nice lady that works at the front desk told me it wasn't my fault. In fact, it was just something that's in me. Like, inside, that I can't change. And I agree with her, because why would I change? I don't want to be boring and locked up in my room all day. I want to explore and see all the sights and sounds and smells. Did I tell you I have a thing for armpits? Oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't have said that yet. Are we allowed cuddles? Wait, am I allowed to share a bed with you? That way, I can get head pats to sleep and morning snuggles to wake up to. I mean, hello, is there anything more to life? Nuh-uh. Sorry, I'm rambling. I'm getting excited, and I can feel my little tail wag behind me. I'm getting ready to pounce from excitement. I don't know how you aren't. I can see it all in my head now. We're living together, and you get fish, of course, and I get meat, and Master get... Oh, sorry. I hope that's not weird to refer to you as that. I mean Mister. Mister is eating his normal breakfast of bacon and eggs, and I give him the puppy dog eyes, pouting, because I want some bacon too. How can you make bacon and not want to give any to me?
Don't get too ahead of yourself. Although, Mister, you haven't really given a negative response to any of this. Can you see it too? All of us living together and caring for one another? I know it's strange since we're technically animal girls, but we can do right by you. There was lots of stigma surrounding us when we first integrated into your society, especially around our specific types and personalities. Everyone is different, though. The media sensationalized negative stories just to get an extra click and stir up public outcry. Please don't buy into it. I mean, we're both trying really hard. It's scary. We're lost. We don't have a place to call home. I don't normally do this, but out of necessity, please, will you consider being our master, together, to care and provide for us, to clothe, keep us warm and fed? I think you could do it. I can see right through you, if you're pure of heart, and you are. So will you take us?
Seems like you three are getting along very well. Have you made up your decision then? Both? Now, I was secretly hoping you would say that. Would you three like to follow me to the office and we'll get your papers in order? Come right this way.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you! I love you so much, Master. You're the best.